Founded in Mobile in 1995, Hargrove is a full-service engineering, procurement, construction, automation, life sciences, and technical services firm. Entering their 30th year in operation, Hargrove has grown to over 2,700 teammates and 19 offices domestically and internationally. Hargrove is the largest engineering firm in the state, according to Business Alabama, with offices in Birmingham, Decatur, and Mobile, with over 500 teammates calling the Mobile office home. For more information, visit Hargrove-EPC.com.
Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good day edition of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. Glad to have you with us on a little bit of a rainy Saturday morning, but it will, I promise you, get a little bit better. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, good to have you back. A lot of high school football last night.
Yeah, it was, Randy, and I'm going to tell you, there was not nearly as many surprises as we usually see early in the year. All the teams that we kind of thought would prevail, did, and well, we had a good one right there up on the hill. Spanish Fort, I thought, played tremendously most of the game and just fell short to Steve Mass Theodore team. We'll talk to Steve, as you know, as you'll tell us here.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we'll go ahead and do that. Mark Laster not in today. He is out, but he'll be back with us next week. But let me go ahead and set the table for you on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. We will have Coach Steve Mask, head coach for the Bobcats of Theodore. They get the win last night, as you mentioned, on the hill over the Toros of Spanish Fort, 28-17. And I'm going to tell you, that 28 is not indicative of how that ball game was played. So that came kind of late in the ball game, but it was a very good ball game. Congratulations to the Bobcats for sure. And we said it, anytime a Steve Mass team comes into your onto your field, you better be ready to play some football.
No doubt about it, because they will run right at you.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. At the bottom of the hour, we will we'll be giving out some more scores. We'll go through those for you throughout the state. At 8:45, we'll have our leadership segment. Then at 9:15, Zach Colson, the head football coach for Mary Montgomery, they get a win last night over Gulf Shores 22-19. We'll talk with him. And the coach at the bottom of our second hour, Coach David Faulkner with McGill Toulon. Boy, shutout. Are you kidding me? 50-0 over Murphy.
I wonder if they painted the cannon last night. You know, they kind of they put those things on hold at one point. Maybe they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah, maybe somebody let us know.
If, yeah.
Call in 251-343-0106 is our number. 343-0106. Let us know if they painted the cannon for sure. And then we'll round out the show with our Camp Grace segment. So a lot to get into today. A lot of scores. We're going to be giving those to you. But, Coach, second week basically of football, kind of your assessment, what you've seen so far. Didn't see a lot of upsets so far this week.
Yeah.
Kind of, as you just mentioned, pretty much what we had expected. But some good games.
Well, no doubt, Randy. And Thursday night, I did have the chance to turn on National Federation. And you folks, if you don't have that, you're missing the boat. I mean, National Federation's the best entertainment for $11, $12 a month that you can get. I watched Vestavia Hills just dismantle Auburn, Auburn High School. Never seen a Keith Etheridge team get dismantled like Robert Evans' Vestavia team did, 42-14. And I'm just telling you, it was never close after the first half. I mean, never was. They just totally
was that in Auburn or in Vestavia?
In Vestavia.
Oh, wow.
In
okay.
Vestavia. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Let's do this. Let's go ahead, get started on some of the scores. We'll go around the state here. We'll get as many as we can. And, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we'll try to go back over some more. So let's see if we can get those going for you here real quick. All right. In 7A, Austin over Decatur, 47-6. Baker defeats Alma Bryant, 42-14. Bob Jones, 50. Lee Huntsville, 28. Carver Montgomery gets the win over Percy Julian, 39-6. Central Phoenix City, 38. The First Academy, that's out of Orlando, Florida, 38-35. Central Phoenix City with a win. Daphne defeats Pine Forest out of Florida, 32-12. Dothan over Monroe area, they're from Georgia, 37-34. Close game there. Enterprise over Pike Road, 24-17. Fairhope defeats Faith Academy, 41-6. Grayson out of Georgia defeats Thompson in overtime, 24-23 there. Hewitt Trustful, 56. Gadsden City, 7. Hillcrest Tuscaloosa, 50. Sparkman, 24. Huntsville over May Jamison, 23-6. Mary Montgomery, as we mentioned, gets the win over Gulf Shores, 22-19. Oak Mountain, 30. Pelham, 29. Opelika, 35. Callaway, Georgia, 34. That's in overtime. Prattville defeats Stanhope Elmore in a big matchup there. Ooh. The Lions of Prattville get the win, 43-13. Robertsdale, another win for Robertsdale, 14-0, as they defeat Alberta and Vestavia Hills, 42-0. Auburn 14.
In Class 6A, Benjamin Russell 40, Central Clay County 7. Danny Horn comes back to the place he formerly coached at and got a pretty good whipping there. 40-7, Benjamin Russell over Central of Clay County. Bessemer City 41, Woodlawn 14, Brookwood 14, West Blockton 0. Buckhorn 16, Athens 10, Central Tuscaloosa 27, Calera 7. Chelsea 40, Wetumpka 30, Chilton County, that's Clanton, folks. Chilton County 36, Jemison 14, Clay Chalkville 64, Ramsey 0, Hartsell 46, Jackson Olin 8, Hoke's Bluff 28, Southside 7, Homewood 27, Briarwood Christian 0, Huffman 21, Columbia 20, and Columbia has lost now 93 in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're pulling for them to not make it to 100. That's Sammy Coates up at Leroy that's coaching that team, and Sammy is quite a competitor. I don't feel like they'll go 0-10 this year. Jasper 62, Sipsey Valley 27, McAdory 34, Helena 21, McGill Tulane Catholic 50, Murphy 0, Minor 27, Paul Bryant 3, Mortimer Jordan 21, Coleman 20, Muscle Shoals, our good buddy Steve Basden up there, Muscle Shoals 34, Florence 7, Northridge 44, American Christian 12, Parker 27, Mountain Brook 11, Pell City gets a big win over Coosa Christian, 28-27. Rush Probst goes 0-2 in his comeback attempt at Coosa Christian. Pinson Valley 42, Gardendale 15, Rehoboth 25, Carroll 20, Russell County 35, Eufaula 14, Saraland 46, Blount 0, and St. Paul's Episcopal 48, Baldwin County 17. And finally, Theodore, 28, Spanish 4.
In Class 5, in Class 5A, Andalusia 52, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 7, Ardmore 48, Clemens 6, BC Rain over Foley in a close one, 27-23, the final there. Boaz 31, Albertville 10, Center Point 46, Fultondale 27, Charles Henderson defeats Highland Home 49-12, Corner over Door 36-6, Douglas 42, Susan Moore 16, Fairview 40, Springville 23, Gunnersville 21, Fort Payne 10, Headland over Abbeville 54-6, the final in that. Holtville with the win over Shelby County 35-13, Lawrence County 26, Rogers 14, Leeds 27, Shades Valley 6, Lincoln 38, Munford 14, Moody 31, Oxford 7, Northside over Cordova 42-0. Pleasant Grove and Carver of Birmingham, that game was canceled. Priceville 40, Brewer 13, Sardis 27, Claiborne County 7, Scottsboro over North Jackson 28-0, St. Clair County 42, Montgomery Catholic 23, Sylacauga, here you go,
there
Coach.
We go.
Sylacauga gets the win over Montevallo 33-0. Congratulations to them. Valley 37, Smith Station 21, Vigor, big win over Tuscaloosa County 61-14, Winona defeats Midfield 35-0, Williamson 42, Wayne County out of Mississippi, 0.
I think we made halfway. We better stop right there. I'm not thinking we can go any further.
Right.
But, you know, that Vigor game, they beat Tuscaloosa County. That's Chris Bell, who was formerly at Robertsdale. Yeah, you watch what I tell you. Tuscaloosa County, they'll take some lumps early. Wait and see what Chris Bell does with that program.
Coach, talk a little bit about Justin Jones and stepping into that role as the head football coach for Robertsdale. Now, they start out 2-0. It's been a long time since they've started their season 2-0.
Last year.
Last year has been a long time. I thought they only won one.
They went 2-0, and
did
then they lost the last day.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I started – that was my words, exactly what you just said, the longest winning streak they've had. And then I look back at it and – I said, no, they did win two in a row last year. Maybe. I said, well, we're just not nearly as up to date as we used to be. But yeah, Justin's done a great job, and we're really proud of Landon, Mark's son, Landon Lassiter, who's the defensive coordinator. He gets us a shutout against Joel Williams, who I really think is an outstanding football coach. But boy, he's trying to do a lot of stuff offensively. I mean, he's going doubles and triples wide, and one back, no backs, empty. But I tell you right now, he's a guy that's fun to play for. And those guys will love playing football for Joel Williams, and it'll get better for them.
Absolutely, no doubt. All right, hey, we take our first time out. When we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Steve Mast, the head Bobcat. That's right, for the Theodore Bobcats. He's going to be on with us. You won't want to miss it. Always a treat to have Coach Steve Mast on right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. I better quit laughing after this morning. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I sure better quit laughing.
Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland. And, guys, time to go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill and welcome in a good friend of the show, Coach Steve Mast, the head football coach for the Bobcats of Theodore. Coach, welcome to the show. You stepped on the hill last night and defeated the Toros of Spanish Fort by a score of 28-17. We're going to talk about that game tonight. I mean, right now, from last night. Let me wake up. Congratulations on the win. Boy, y'all stepped in there and really did it.
Well, thank you. It was a really much-needed win. Obviously, the first game in the region, but you know, tough place to play over there. But I'm very proud of my kids.
Well, you should have been proud of your kids. Should have been proud of your coaches, and I know you are. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And, you know, I think, Rick, it was, first of all, what I do to make you mad, put me on at 8:15. I mean, you know I'm such a great boy.
You didn't do anything to make me mad, pal. I was mighty proud of you. Yeah. You are. The only thing you did is you fooled us. You fooled us with number four. I'm just telling you, Randy and I are going around. I almost went next door and asked, you know, the professional broadcaster,
yeah,
Jim Cox, who number four was. But
well, you must have got a bad roster.
Well, I got a good roster for everything, but that four had some big, big plays for you. And
Steve's a really good player. Plays hard.
Well, what I want to talk about is when you came out in the second half, I told Randy, I said, they're going to line up in the eye. Well, you did. When I saw it, you're going to line up in the eye, and he's going to say, fellas, we're going to run the ball right straight at him.
Give it to six.
That's
give,
right.
Give it to Abel.
Give it to Abel. And when Cain met Abel, I don't know what the story was in the Bible, but I can tell you what it was last night. Because Abel was
– well.
Sensational.
He's really good. Yeah, he's really good, and nobody works as hard as he does. I mean, he's a 4.0 student, and he, you know, this spring he was doing things I didn't think were good for him, Rick. He was working out, obviously, at Theodore, then going two or three nights a week, maybe sometimes four, and putting on good muscle. But I finally told him, I said, Kim, you can get a little bit too big if you're not careful, and I'm not a big numbers guy in the weight room, but we stopped him squatting at 500. I don't believe he's going above 500 for us. Yeah, that's a lot of weight. The numbers are phenomenal, but more important, and every coach says this about their players. I think people that know me know this. When I say a kid's a great kid, he's a great kid. And offensive line imposed their will the second half. And, you know, we're feeding over. We're supposed to run the football. But I do like what we're doing offensively. We mix enough spread stuff in to keep you honest. And we've got good enough receivers. And really good receivers, and Crashaw did a good job getting the ball out. He didn't play his best game last night, but you know, in this modern day football, you just can't line up all the time and run it. So I think we've done a good job, but trying to be more balanced. That's a great word in football, be more balanced than I thought we were last night.
Well, Coach, I think, as you mentioned, your quarterback Overton, I thought he did an outstanding job. He managed it, especially in that second half. He got out there and managed it pretty well. Got the ball into Abel's hands, got it over to J.J. J.J. Bush, number one for the Bobcats, had a good game. But, I mean, as you mentioned, it just all kind of rolled over to the bowling ball, Abel. And your defense played extremely well. They did what they needed to do. I know in that first half you had a turnover right away. Spanish Ford gets that interception, runs it in for a touchdown. But after that, boy, it was a tight ball game. It stayed real close at half, 17-14, and then second half you come back and put two more scores on.
Well, we got off to a great start, you know. The onside kicked it and got that, and I thought, what the crap's going on? And then we held them there. The next thing I know, we're throwing a pick six, and then we're down, and then had a chance, I think, in the first half to really make a statement. Had them backed up, and Eli had a great play on the sack, but inadvertently, got a face mask and got out of the hole. And the next time, we had about five guys missed tackled on a good back. Their zero was a good back,
and I think we played great,
Rick. I don't think we played great in the first half, but we played good enough to hold on to stay into it, and then obviously at halftime. We didn't make a great deal about adjustments, but just, run the ball a little bit more, Tony, and get a bit more balance and get the ball to your players. What is it? Bill Saban said a long time ago, the secret of this game is get the ball to your best players.
Well, I thought Tony Vance, who we're talking about, the former head coach at Hattiesburg, whose son now plays at South Alabama, comes over and Steve hires him as his offensive coordinator. And one thing I think he found right before half, you got in those trips over there and that middle receiver. And I'm going to tell you right now, Chris Cunningham, if he gets his hands on the ball, he's going to catch it. I mean, he's just I think he caught four or five right there before halftime. And Randy made the comment. He said, they got a hot receiver. And for some reason, out of the slot, he wasn't being covered. They were giving him such a cushion, and Overton did such a great job of getting it right there to him. And I thought that was huge for y'all going into halftime.
Well, it was, and Chris Cunningham just a sophomore, and I think people are going to see how good he is in the next couple of years. And it takes a lot of courage to go back there and catch those punts in some tough situations, and he never flinched. I think he has a chance to be a great return guy. He's really, really a great quarterback. He doesn't want to play quarterback, and I think his future is probably going to be a wide receiver, obviously. But he's a very good – he's a very talented kid. His dad, Houston, played at Duff State as a wide receiver. And,
right.
Chris got a lot of courage, and, when he gets the ball in his hands, he really makes things happen. And, like I say, I think we got four or five receivers that are – they're very capable of making plays for us. We didn't really get into our reverse game last night. We had a couple things in there. But I thought Tony did a good job of being patient, not forcing things. A lot of times you get in that situation, as a play caller on both sides of the ball, you try to force things to happen. I think Tony took advantage of that. And I think Randy Larson did a good job defensively of making some great calls down the stretch and really putting us in a good situation. And the Schamburger kid has been a sports good high school quarterback. I think he's got a chance to be really good at the next level.
And,
Chase has got a young team, but, they're still Spanish Ford, and they put that jersey on, and I think they're supposed to win. And they played extremely hard. I thought it was just a really, really great high school football game.
It was a fun one. There's no doubt. It was a fun one to call. And again, congratulations. You get the win. 28-17, 1-0 in region play, 1-1 overall. Now, you go back into region play on Friday night. You've got McGill-Tulane coming off of a big win over Murphy, 50-0 for McGill on that one. How do you prepare this week getting set for the Yellow Jackets?
Well, I mean, we went through a run last year, and this run we're on right now of three region losses by a total of 12 points and really got us behind the eight ball. And, you know, I think our kids have looked at that thing and said, you know, we payback is not a right thing to use in high school football. Team change every year. But we really wanted to stress because it started off good in the region. And, you know, McGill could probably be 2-0. You know, they had Dassey by 7 or tied with the last 6 seconds and gave up one. And I think they're really good on the defensive line. And David's in year three there, and anybody knows anything about David Falter knows he's a good football coach. And, you know, I glanced at him a little bit on Thursday, and they're very, very solid and expect to be a great game. And thank God we're finally getting to go home. I feel like we've been on the road for a month and a half. And anytime you open up on the road with two good teams, with Baker and then going to Spanish Ford, and I thought we'd play well at both games, but we'll finally get to play at home. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, Steve, thank you for joining us. I'm really impressed with your football team, even more so than I thought it would be. And really, between Randy and I, your coordinator's got a lot more mention than we'll give any of them this year because we thought they did a great
Absolutely.
Job. I promise you that. And Steve, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you this. I know you're going to do it, and you'll remind me of it. Let's keep Jimmy Perry in our prayers. And it's the most difficult time he and Judy are going through. Yeah. You take care. I love you, pal.
God, appreciate you. Love you both, guys. God, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Coach Steve Mask. We take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get back into the scores for you as the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report continues.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. To the show.
Now, Rick, if I had a voice like that guy that just introed us,
I would be great.
He's but fun to watch too, Randy. Yeah. I'm telling you, he is fun.
All right, hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster. Taking the day off today, and certainly well deserved, no doubt about it. Coach, I want to get back into the scores here if we can. We left off with 4A, so let's go ahead and pick that up real quick. Alexandria defeats Jacksonville 34-7. Anniston over Beauregard 28-7, the final. Ashford 23, Cottonwood 14. Bullitt County 28, Park Crossing 0. Cherokee County 25, Arab 0. Dale County defeats G.W. Long 25-0. Daleville over Florella 40-8. Destler 35, Hatton 28. East Lawrence 20, West Limestone 7. Escambia County gets the win over Monroe County 24-6. Fayette County 49, South Lamar 6. Good Hope 42, West Point 7. Hamilton over Field Campbell 42-26. Handley 49, Dadeville 20. Holt gets the win over Holy Spirit Catholic 32-0. Jackson defeats Demopolis 41-0. Madison Academy 49, Randolph 7. Madison County 41. St. John Paul Second Catholic. We got to cut that down a little bit, Coach. I need some initials here. Okay, Madison gets the win there 41-24. Mobile Christian over Presbyterian Christian out of Mississippi 45-35, New Brockton 48, Slocum 24, New Hope 42, DAR 28, Oak Grove 39, Hayden 14, Op over Northview out of Florida 26-14, Orange Beach over Citronelle 16-7, Plainview 26, Westminster Christian 17, St. Paul Michael Catholic 49, John Carroll Catholic 28, Talladega over Childersburg 20-14, Tallahassee over Elmore County 25-9, Tarrant 25, Haleyville 14, West Morgan 47, Brooks 21, Wilson defeats Danville 45-14, and W.S. Neal zips XL 51-0.
In Class 3A, Alabama Christian 27, Goshen 6, Bayside Academy, congratulations to Mark and those guys there, 41, Marbury 19, Brindley Mountain 41, Vina 0, Colbert County, 44. Tanner, 22. Colbert Heights, 54. Carbon Hill, 38. Collinsville, 53. Cedar Bluff, 6. Cottage Hill Christian, 48. Satsuma, 10. Flomaton, 48. Chickasaw, 13. Fife, 60. Pisgah, 28. That was a big matchup up in the northern part of the state. Paul Benefield gets their first win in the second game of the year as boy, that's unusual for them not to be 2-0, but they're 1-1 at this time. Glenwood, 49. Elba, 6. Gordo, 36. Bibb County, 33. Hale County, 26. Oakland, 22. Holly Pond, 74. Hansville, 41. Houston Academy, 33. Pike County, 32. Lauderdale County, 26. Central Florence, 10. Lee Scott, 31. Lochpoca, 21. Locust Fort, 28. Ohatchee, 21. Mars Hill Bible, 47. Russellville, 19. Montgomery Academy, 14. St. James, 7. Piedmont, 43. Sachs, 0. Randolph County, 64. Coosa Central, 50. That's a basketball sport. Southside Selma, 40. Selma, 0. Thomasville, 20. Sweetwater, 7. Thorsby, 28. Autauga Academy, 7. T.R. Miller defeats Strong, 20-13. Walter Welburn, 28. J.B. Pennington, 15. Westbrook Christian, 44, Glencoe, 7, Wicksburg, 56, Geneva, 14, and Winfield, 43, Sulligent, 6.
All right, in Class 2A, Arrington, 44, Georgiana, 13, Cold Spring, 44, Curry, 7, Greene County over Francis Marion, 28-0, Houston County, 36, Graceville out of Florida, 24. J.R. Arnold, they too out of Florida, defeat Providence Christian 27-6. J.U. Blackshear and Central out of Milton, Florida, they played on Thursday, and J.U. Blackshear won 26-7. Lynette 37, Ballou 7. Lafayette 44, got hung up there. Central Haneyville 14. Lexington 48, Elkmont 6. Laverne 75. Good to zero gracious. Over Brantley. North Sand Mountain, 42. Eider, 0. Pleasant Valley, 40. Spring Garden, 7. Ranburn, 14. Woodland, 6. Red Bay, 41. Lamar County, 8. Realtown over Trinity Presbyterian, 34-6. Sampson, 44. Pike Liberal Arts, 20. Southeastern, 34. Vinemont, 14. Tuscaloosa Academy, 35. Pickens County, 0. Vincent, 37. B.B. Comer, 18. Washington County over Millery, 34-20. West End, 33. Sandrock, 14. Winston County, 46. Meek, 22. Zion Chapel, 44. Elkwood Christian, 0.
In Class 1A, Addison, 57. Decatur Heritage, 0. Appalachian, 20. Cleveland, 14. Berry, 51. Pickens Academy, 28. Brilliant, 52. Shoals Christian, 0. Chipley, Florida, 53, Linden, 0. Galesville, 56, Asbury, 20. Fayetteville defeats Billingsley, 43-40. Fayetteville goes to 2-0. Congratulations to our compadres down there in Fayetteville. Great job, John Limbaugh. Hackleburg, 24, Lynn, 13. Hubbardville, 55, University Charter, 20. Keith, 32, Dallas County, 6. Kinston, 34, Geneva County, 16. Leroy, caught me there, Randy. I'm sorry. Leroy, 41. Clark County, 12. Maplesville, 42. Isabella, 7. Marengo, 16. St. Luke's Episcopal, 15. Marion County, 43. Phillips, 0. McIntosh, 47. Bayshore Christian, 0. McKenzie, 48. Brattville Christian, 25. Notasauga, 42. Barber County, 6. Pleasant Home, 13. Fruitdale, 0. Raglan, 38, Donahoe, 19, Red Level, 42, J.F. Shields, 14, R.C. Hatch, 26, Wilcox Central, 8, Southern Choctaw, 31, Choctaw County, 6, Valley Head, 14, Section, 6, Verbena, 24, Calhoun, 16, Wadley, 58, Horseshoe Bend out of Ellic City, 10, Waterloo, 24, Tharp Town, 8, and Woodville, 40, Cherokee County, or Cherokee 16.
There you go. Those are scores from around the state. We'll give those back out to you a little bit later on in the show. So a lot of good football going on. A lot of coach, a lot of zeros in there.
Yeah, Randy, these first two games are, you know, sometimes they're mismatches. You're trying to get wins, and you play teams that are a little bit down, but those come back to bite you sometimes. And, you know, Randy, the one thing that I noticed last night was Jackson back on the winning edge. Of course, they lost to Saraland last week. They did not have E.J. Crowell playing with
right.
them. They get Crowell back last night, and they just demolish – Jackson demolishes Demopolis. And I want to tell you, Demopolis has got an interim coach right now. Lance Tucker resigned last year at the end of the season after losing in the playoffs to a Terry Curtis UMS Wright team. But Lance is – I think Lance is out of coaching right now, but he'll be another one. It'll be – somebody will be trying to hire here pretty soon. Also want to congratulate – Sam Williams at UMS Wright, a big win last night and a big Region 1 win over LaFleur. Randy, I couldn't be more impressed with what Sam Williams is doing at UMS Wright. I'm really, really proud of the job that he's doing. And it's still a credit to everybody that was involved in that hiring because they went out and searched all over throughout the state of Alabama and went through recommendations and things like that, and they made the decision to go into Mississippi and get a young 34-year-old coach, Sam Williams. And let me tell you, I think he will build, you know, just another coaching dynasty there at UMS Wright, just like Terry did.
Well, and you okay, I was headed in that direction. Terry Curtis goes in, he just sets, and you can call it a dynasty there at UMS Wright. I think he was asked a lot of questions. How do you fill those shoes of Terry Curtis? Those are big shoes. What are you going to do? Coach, you said it whenever we first had him on. He's not going in to fill shoes.
No.
He's going to go in and continue the tradition, but he's going to do it in his way.
And that's, you know, to me, these young guys that are getting into coaching now, and this is a guy that did it the right way, Randy. Sam took a job. He was, first of all, he was an assistant at his old high, at his alma mater.
Right.
He goes in and works under those coaches. Then he takes a smaller school job, successful there, moves up to a little bit higher school, higher in classification school, does a tremendous job there. Then ultimately becomes the head coach back at his alma mater at Brandon, Mississippi, 7A school, takes him to four straight state championship games.
When you're doing that,
yeah.
you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You're doing something right. He's got those kids buying in, and it certainly sounds like at UMS this early he's got those kids buying in. And let's not forget, okay, last week they lost to St. Paul's, but that was in an overtime game, 29-28, very close game.
Yeah.
And, of course, then you mentioned they beat LaFleur 43-14. They'll have BC Rain, another region game for them, coming up this week.
Yeah, and Poochie, Lawrence Yelding, and bless his heart, Lawrence Yelding's had a rough summer health-wise, and hopefully he's doing much, much better. I need to touch base with Poochie, but he is he's really building a really good program at BC Rain and excited for him, former Daphne player, former Daphne coach. Just a tremendous, tremendous young man. Players love playing for him. And so that's going to be a mountain to climb. As, you know, BC Rain beat UMS Wright last year, first time in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a mountain to climb. But, yeah, I think Sam Williams is the right. He absolutely, without any hesitation, can I say he is the right choice for that job. And he's really doing an outstanding job. And he's brought in some really outstanding coaches, too. He brought in Brent West from over at Saraland as his defensive coordinator, has just done a phenomenal job. Then he brought his defensive line coach from Brandon, who I can tell you this, after watching the film of the first game, man, that defensive line really knows. They know technique. They know everything. They're really outstanding. It's enough on UMS Wright because you know I'm a homer, and everybody in the world knows that, but let me tell you, I'm really proud of the job they're doing.
Well, and they got Phil Lasby over there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the kingpin to me. That's the big hire is to get Phil back. And, boy,
he makes a difference to those kids, I can tell you.
He does. And I'm telling you, he'll look you in the eye, and he will motivate you to run through a mountain. I can promise you.
There ain't no doubt.
I shook his hand the other day, and I said, I'm going to run through that fence, that gate there. He said, you're going to bounce off of it.
Oh, Phil, he's a mess. There's no doubt. Of course, you got Bullet there also.
And
so
Bullet
does everything.
He does everything. He's Mr. Multipurpose. He can do everything.
There is no doubt. There is no doubt. Hey, look, man, this first hour is going by real quick. Coming up next, we're going to have the leadership segment. Coach, you got that for us, and we will continue. Second hour, Zach Golson is going to be on. David Faulkner going to be on talking high school football. We do it all right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Mark Glassiter. A well-deserved weekend off, Coach. Congratulations to Bayside again as they get the win last night. Coach does take that time off. So, but right now, time to get into our leadership segment. And, Coach, I turn it over to you.
Well, and I'm going to bring it right back to you, Randy, because we're going to talk about a situation that happened last Friday night in Sylacauga. Sylacauga was playing Coosa Central. And in the second quarter of the game, the umpire in the game, the one that stands right behind the defensive line, the umpire dropped, just absolutely dropped. And come to find out, he's had a heart attack.
Wow.
And the field judge, Lou Murphy, long time Sylacauga, both these guys are Sylacauga High School graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are very qualified and very good football officials. Lou Murphy immediately goes on a knee, two knees, and begins CPR immediately.
Wow.
Lost him once, lost him again, brought him back.
Mm.
By that time, the emergency personnel had got on. They were there. They just they had to get to him.
Right.
But Lou Murphy, who's a manager at Walmart in Sylacauga, longtime football official, graduate of Sylacauga High School, Joey Shellnut, a football official, graduate of Sylacauga High School, played football there for Don Flippo, is laying on the ground there, and here comes his buddy, Lou Murphy, to administer CPR. Just like what happened to our buddy Mark Lassiter at Bayside. Exactly. Same situation.
Well,
Joey had double bypass surgery this week and is doing well.
That's awesome.
And I can only imagine, how the quickness and the detail that Lou Murphy was able to go right to work right now. You know, it's time. And my question is this: in our leadership segment, we so much appreciate GoPest and 68 Ventures and everything that they do for us here at PSR. And through GoPest, we're able to tell you this story and talk a little bit about leadership. My question this morning is, you know, we train our coaches. All the high school coaches have to go through a CPR class. At least we did at UMS. Maybe it was important enough for us at UMS that we all took CPR and had to pass the class. And we had a great teacher, the man that was a former director of security at UMS, taught the class, and we better pass it. If we don't pass it, we keep taking it till we pass it. But Lou Murphy has to take CPR as a manager at Walmart. But and thank goodness he knew it. He knew exactly what to do and to do the compressions the way you're supposed to do them. And he got some help, too, from a nurse who came in out of the stands. The beautiful thing about this, Randy, is the stadium was silent. And people were praying, and there was a guy that played music during the game at whatever intervals they can play it, and he played a deeply religious song on the loudspeaker, and boy, they said that you could hear a pin drop, but the music just was singing God's praises.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Shellnut got to the hospital and got him revived. And then, of course, we had double bypass surgeries this week, and he's doing well. I got a text from Lou this morning. He said he got a chance to visit with him, and he even got a call from him this morning. He's doing well.
Wow.
We as coaches have to be certified in CPR. My question is, should we have officials certified in CPR?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, this is something – and as we get older, we begin to see, and Coach, you and I talking about today coming in, feeling a little sore here. Yeah. This is not, you know, we're getting older. Yep. Things start happening. Your heart starts going in. That's why, you know, we have a Heart for Athletes is one of the sponsors. And there's those AEDs, very important. Man. But I believe that everyone, if you have an opportunity, can take a course like this, because you never know when it might be somebody you don't know. It might be someone in your family. You may be having Thanksgiving, something, wherever.
Maybe on the golf course.
Could be on the golf course. We've had some of our buddies pass away on the golf course.
That's right.
So to answer your question, I think absolutely, hands down, yes.
Well, and I talked to Ken Washington this week, who is a supervisor of officials for the state of Alabama, and I posed this question to him. And he said, Coach, here's the problem. We have a shortage in officials in every sport. Is this going to create more of a problem for us to recruit officials by forcing them to take the CPR class? Now,
I think the way you position that is because you make that a positive, not you got to do this too type of.
And this is a picture. This is a picture for all officials to see when one of their buddies, Lou Murphy, is on his knees doing that CPR. And really, it's not hard to learn to do. I'm going to tell you, it's not hard to learn to do. But at the same time, it's the intestinal fortitude and the nerves that you deal with when you got to get down there and do it. And we do it on a dummy. Lou did it on a human being. Just like Phil and those guys did at UMS when Mark went down.
At Bayside.
Yeah, at Bayside. And I think it's a no-brainer, but is it going to hurt recruiting of officials?
No. Listen, if you said, oh, hey, Randy, thanks for signing up to be an official. By the way, you're going to have to take a CPR class. I'm going to say, oh, no. No, I'm not going to officiate then. How long does that class last? I mean, it can't be a very long class.
No, it's not.
It's very simple, but the benefit of having that knowledge, maybe it doesn't happen on the football field, but having it somewhere else could be, I mean, that's powerful.
Well, it's powerful. That's another leadership question. Are we going to mandate it? Are we not going to mandate it? And where do we just say, look, a human life, especially a child, a young person, a coach, an official, every life is important. But if we have the opportunity to be a part of what Lou Murphy did and to help someone continue living, that's what we want to do.
Coach, I think if you put 100 officials against the wall,
right,
I think 99 of them would say, absolutely, I'll take the course.
Yep.
They're out there on that field not for the money.
No.
But because they love the game.
Absolutely.
Okay? So I believe knowing that, you already know what kind of person they are.
Well,
right? So that's my thought.
That's exactly right. And I share that thought with you, Randy. And I'm sure we'll get some comments from officials around Mobile and Baldwin County when we see them, because they really speak freely to us. Because what we try to do is be a part. And we did this when we first started PSR. We want to be a part of building players, coaches, and officials up, not be a part of tearing them down. And I think that does that. I do. I think Lou Murphy, I don't know if Lou Murphy will ever have to buy a meal in Sylacauga again. I mean that. He's such a kind, sweet man. And to see that big 6'4", 6'5", guy on his knees giving Joey Shelnut compressions.
Wow.
And saving his life. Man alive. Thank you, Lou Murphy. And we are praying for you, Joey Shelnut. But thank you, Lou Murphy. We need more Lou Murphys in this world.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with the head football coach for the Golden Bears of Robertsdale, Justin Jones. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of this Labor Day edition of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. Glad to have you with us this morning, as I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach Mark Lasseter, a well-earned and deserved day off, Rick. There's no doubt.
Absolutely, Randy. And we got to give us senior citizens off time every once in a while.
We need
all
some time off.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Coach, let's welcome to our Boudreaux Cajun guest line Coach Justin Jones, the head football coach for the Golden Bears of Robertson. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us this morning. Congratulations on the win last night, 14-0 over Alberta. Let's talk about that game. First off, 2-0 on the season.
Man, look. Really, I guess we're, the best way to say it is we're proud where we at, but man, we're not even close to being pleased with kind of the performance at times. But, it, you know, like we always in the coaching world, it's a lot, sometimes it's easier to fix corrections after wins than it sometimes is, you know, after a loss. So we're proud about where we're at, but man, we're not even close to being pleased. We played Thursday night, so like I'm well rested this morning. Actually, I slept really good on last night, Friday night, since we played Thursday. So, man, I thought defensively, man, what Coach Williams and those guys do on offense, holy cow, they're gonna cause a lot of people fits with you know all the motions and stuff that he does. But hats off to our defensive staff, Coach Laster, our defensive coordinator, Coach Ann Bright, Coach Tyreek Martin, Will Carnley. Those guys, they did a tremendous job of like taking a lot of time with our young men, slowing it down and just getting us in positions where we can make the right calls and checks to have a chance to have success. And we all know this, kids play faster when they're confident in what they're doing and they feel comfortable in what they're doing. And so, we were just able to, you know, kind of do that Friday night. Kids, you know, defensively played hard and played fast. And that's always a great combo when you're talking about defense. So, still there's some things we got to fix. I mean, it's early tackling still, man. Everybody's got to tackle better. You know what I mean? And then some alignment issues that we got to make sure that we correct, or other people are going to see that down the road and try to expose us. So, defensively, I thought we were fine. We, you know, played really well. Special teams, we were just sound. Had a couple of things on kickoff. You just can't give up. You know, sometimes field position. We'd always like to be better on. Everybody'd like to be better on kickoff. Everybody love to have a kicker to kick in the end zone every time. We're not quite there yet. And then offensively, man, just turning the football over in the red zone is really, and just you know just not really getting in the flow of the game. I think is really what hurt us offensively Thursday night. But again, proud we got a win. Just got a ton we can work on to get better.
Coach, congratulations here. What, 35 years ago, we took a job in Robertsdale with Chuck Anderson and David Stapleton and Chris Shaw. And I can tell you this, those people will spoil you. First of all, if you love their children, you coach them with passion, you're doing those things. A third thing, your truck will be full of fish and groceries all year long. The Robertsdale family is the kindest, most caring group of people for the way you treat their children. And the thing that they need and deserve there is a consistency of a coaching staff. And I hope and pray that Justin Jones and his staff is there for an extended period of time and can build that program back up to – and, Coach, you don't have to win 9, 10, 11 games. That's what we want to do as coaches. But you go in there and are competitive and are able to compete and love those kids, I think you got a great job, Coach. And I think they got the right guy to do it. I've known you for a long time without knowing you. And I know the success you've had, and I know that you've withstood some tough spots. And I'm just thankful that you're there. Watching your game on Thursday night, the one thing that hit me in the face was, how in the world did y'all get in 3 days get prepared for all of the stuff that Joel threw at you? Did we lose, Coach? Man, I went through an oratory there. I don't know what that was like.
Let's see if Steve can get him back. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. But they did get the win 14-0 on Thursday night. Hey, look, they've got a big one coming up on Friday night. They'll be taking on the Lions of Foley in a region matchup. They'll step into region on Friday night. So,
you know, Randy, that's one of those games. That Roberts, Dill, and Foley.
Oh yeah, that's a rivalry.
You growing okay up in Baldwin
County, and it's going to be in Foley.
Oh yeah, that's amazing, Steve. Did we lose Justin, or are we going to get him back?
Let's see what we can do here. So, but yeah, let me just kind of go through their schedule real quick as we try to retain Coach Justin Jones from Roberts, Dill. As I mentioned, they'll be with Foley next week. Then they're back home to take on Mary Montgomery. Zach Golson's got a – we're going to have him up here in just a few moments to talk about his team.
Well, that's a schedule problem. Who made that schedule?
Well, let me just kind of go down, okay? Watch this. So, you got Foley, Mary Montgomery. You're at Fairhope. You host Orange Beach. You host Baker. You host Davidson, then you're on the road to Alma Bryant, and then you wrap up hosting Daphne.
That's because they moved up to 7A.
That's exactly right, 7A Region 1.
Well, and they're in a tough situation there. But I think they're in a better situation for being in 6A Region 1. I mean, look at that.
That 6A Region 1 is one of the toughest ones around.
Coach, after I gave my inaugural address, my main question is, how in 3 days did Landon and that defensive staff get ready for all of the stuff that Joel was throwing at you guys? Yeah. We got a deadline here, Randy.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
What it sounds like. We'll keep efforting to get Coach Justin Jones back on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. So, but Coach, while we do have just a quick moment, let's talk about – we got to mention one of our great sponsors, Chris Garris.
You know what, Randy? When I think about Chris Garris and Kim and Tyler and those guys at Premier Collision, we've had a little bit of rain the last couple of days, and I think about – you hear all these ambulances and the fire trucks going out. I think about Chris and them because this is a busy time of year for them, because people around Mobile and Baldwin County – have come to recognize that Premier Collision is a place that I want my vehicle to be when we've had a boo-boo. We've had a bad accident or just a small collision. And when you go to Premier Collision, you can rest assured that they're going to treat you like family, because they've done it to three old guys here. And we love going in and seeing them, love going in and speaking to them. And when it's time to pay and we get our vehicle, it looks brand new. And they don't get it to you until they know that everything is fixed. There are no glitches. And they just take great care of you. And if you have a chance and you've had a boo-boo and your vehicle's messed up, give them a call at 251-478-4500, 1177 Sledge Drive, right there in Mobile. They will take great care of you, and you will be extremely happy when you walk out of there with the keys in your hand. And that, well, you won't have to walk out with the keys in your hand, because they'll have your car there.
Parked right in front, running for you.
Running for you.
Yep.
I mean, they'll open it. Joe will come out and open the door for you. it's just a wonderful, wonderful place. Thank goodness that we're partnered with them, because I would have never known who Premier Collision was unless we'd have gone in and partnered up with them, and it's a great, great friendship.
There's no doubt. You said if you're happy, you'll be happy. And listen, if you're not, if there's something that you don't like, let them know. They'll get it fixed
they
for you.
They will get it fixed, all that's right, for sure.
So good stuff. Let me just mention real quick as we start to get ready to go on this break here. This is the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. Want to mention Matt Brand and Mike, those guys over at Boudreaux's. They always do. If you've not eaten at Boudreaux's, you've got to go check them out at least one time. If you've eaten there, Coach, like you have, it's an addiction.
Yep.
You just keep going back. And they're right there off Highway 10, just south of 98, driver wedge in.
Yep.
Got the biggest.
Wait a minute now. Russ may get mad at us for that. Be careful. Hey, I rotate them now, Randy. I go to Boudreaux's, then I go to Cravers. Go to Boudreaux's and Cravers. I'm kicking.
There you go. You're good. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk some MGM football. We do it with Coach Zach Golson right after this.
Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Let that music go down here just a little
let
bit.
Me go,
screaming here. Well, Coach, doesn't look like it. Well, looks like we have a little technical issue. If you remember last Saturday, we had a little bit of an issue. There was a for the second show, Southern Fairways.
Right.
We kind of had a little bit of an issue. Power went out at the studio because a truck with a bucket lift took out some of the power lines.
Yeah.
So the power's been down. They've been trying to get phone lines and everything back, and it looks like our phone line is down right now as well. So we will not have Zach Golson on with us. Maybe we can get this taken care of by the time it gets to David Faulkner, but right now we have no phone line.
Well, that's a problem. You know, that's live radio. I hear people saying all the time, you do live radio, there's always going to be glitches. Phone lines, that's another problem. I don't know how that.
Well, it could be too that it got jammed and just over circuited whenever we started talking about Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, and everybody wanted.
That's true.
Yeah,
too.
I think that's probably what.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the games that we saw last night. You know, the very first score we see, Austin and Decatur. Decatur, for so many years up in that beautiful, beautiful medium-sized town of Decatur, has dominated Austin for many, many years. And our high school coach from Sylacauga, Tom Calvin, moved to Decatur and took the Austin job and kind of turned that program around. As a matter of fact, they played in a state championship game against Murphy in a driving rainstorm. And Murphy was able to win that game. And Coach Calvin, talked to Coach Calvin about this more times than I care to talk about because it was a sore spot for him, and we did talk about it a lot. But Coach Larry Henderson was a head coach at Murphy, and he had a great staff there, and they won that state championship. And I think the game was 7-6. It was a driving rainstorm. But Austin has really turned things around and seemed to be doing very well to beat Decatur 47-6. That's another one of those inner-city rivalries, Randy, like Robert Stell and Foley that we talk about. That is, it's what is the word we use? It's a whippersnapper or something. But it's those are some real intense rivalry. Look at Carver Montgomery. Carver Montgomery beat Percy Julian. Percy Julian formerly is Jeff Davis. Carver Montgomery lost their head coach, Bobby Carr, went to Prattville, and boy, he had a lot of good players there, and they've kind of regrouped with a new coach there, and he seems to be doing a really good job there. Central of Phoenix City, and we're talking 7A football, they obviously played another one of those academies out of South Florida that brings players in like IMG does. Because I'm going to tell you, Central Phoenix City is loaded.
Coach, let me stop you for just a second, because I've been asked the question quite a few times. Can you explain IMG? Explain that to our listeners, for those that have that are not familiar with it.
Yeah, Randy, IMG is an all-sports academy. They bring student-athletes in and put them on full-pay scholarship. In other words, they take care of all the room, board, tuition, everything. If you are one of those five stars, one of those big time stars, high school stars, and they bring you in there. Now, some they bring in and they pay for a little, don't pay for as much. But all of these big time players come in there and they go to school just like they're at college. It's just like a college situation. And
that's allowed?
In Florida, it is. Yeah, in Florida, it is. And well, really, they're not a member. You know, they are not – I don't think they can play in state championship play.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So they just
– they're just a team
right.
that happens to have some great athletes that they pay for and provide schooling.
And here we go, because of NIL, I hate to say that they pay them because I don't know that
they do. Well, they're taking care of
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. And then some of them, the ones that are not the big time, that get much heralded players, they may give them half tuition. I think tuition's around $35,000 a year.
Wow.
And so they are a prestigious school. And it looks like this First Academy of Orlando, Florida is kind of copying them, emulating them. So, but Central Phoenix City had a tough time with First Academy last night, 38-35. So proud of Kenny King and the job that that staff has done up there. Going over to Pine Forest, let no, they played at home. Daphne beating a good Pine Forest team, 32-12. I got a chance to watch Dothan on TV the other night because they played on Thursday night. Jed Kennedy and the Dothan Wolves played on Thursday night, and they played a team out of Georgia that I've never seen, Monroe, Georgia, and they were very talented, very, very talented. But Dothan scored late. They were behind 34-27. That's not true. It must have been 34-30. Dothan scored late to go up 37-34, but they're running the single wing, Randy. The single wing, is that where you got – you really don't know who the quarterback is. They may snap it to one guy that's the designated quarterback. They may snap it to a running back, and then they got motion going every which way. They run the Green Bay sweep like Green Bay did. There'd be three or four people out in front of the running back, and, buddy, it was clear sailing. You'd done a good job playing tailback in that.
I would love that.
Yeah, you would. You got two mammoth offensive linemen out in front of you,
right,
and they're clearing a path like a road sweeper cleans a path on a highway. So Dothan's pretty doggone good. You got to keep an eye on those guys. Enterprise defeated Pike Road. Pike Road, Granger Shook has come over from Trinity Presbyterian, and he has done a tremendous job there. Let me tell you this about Pike Road. We talk about transfers all the time. Pike Road is a brand new school. They have their own city school system, and they are surrounded by schools that are failed schools. So if you're a parent, where do you want your child to go to school to get what they believe is a better education than going to school in a system where the school system is failing? I was told the other day by a person on staff at Pike Road that they've got over 1,050 new students this year at Pike Road. Now, when we talk about good transfers, that's good transfers. Now, I don't know how many of them are athletes, but if their parents want to do what they have to do to get their child in a passing school, which Pike Road is, and remove them from a failing school as recognized by the Alabama State Board of Education, then more power to them. So it's hard for me to hear that Pike Road is considered in that group of people that is considered not obeying the rules of the AHSAA because they are where they are, and they're getting students in that are coming there for the education. And if they play football, they play football or baseball or basketball or tennis or golf or swimming or cross country, track and field. So remember that when you think about Pike Road, because they're a beautiful school in a new setting outside in on the outskirts of Montgomery, and they're going to have transfers because they're surrounded by failing schools. Thompson loses for the second year in a row to Grayson, Georgia. Both years they've lost in overtime. Didn't bother them last year.
Mark Freeman talked about that last week.
Did he? And yeah. So they came back after losing to Grayson last year and win the state championship. Don't be surprised if they don't win it again. They got a quarterback that everybody in the country is recruiting. He's been their quarterback since the eighth grade.
Mm.
He turned down over $500,000 to transfer to a school in Georgia. Turned it down. Said, I want to play for Mark Freeman. I want to play at Thompson. Turned $500,000 down, Randy.
Well, I'm proud of the guy.
I am
I'll
too.
Be honest with you.
I'm as proud
because
we
made
yeah.
everything's geared now toward money.
Yeah. Shame on
that him. Loyalty has gone away, and he's certainly given loyalty to Coach
Absolutely.
Freeman right now.
Absolutely, and for that kid and that family to say no, thank you, we don't want to be a part of that. We're going to stay loyal to our school. There's a lot to be said for that,
Coach. Let me just mention this real quick. We talked about IMG.
Yep.
If you're a day student,
yeah,
$74,900.
Oh.
If you're a yearly student, boarding student, $93,900 is what it would cost to have your student go there, your child to go there.
I wasn't even close. Thank you for your research.
All right. We are going to see if we can get hooked up with David Faulkner. If the phone line is working, don't clog it up. We're going to try here in just a second. Don't go anywhere. More of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
See, Mark is not here to appreciate that today, Coach.
Well, he beat that. So, you know that. Right.
And that, yeah, and that's a scary, that's a real scary.
That's a scary sight.
It's a scary sight.
Well, today it would be great because the boy's got a bad back. He's down, had muscle spasms last night. Dr. Savage had to go in and help him last night at halftime.
Wow.
Just to get him through the game. So we're, keep your prayers open for Mark. And, you know, Randy, there are a number of coaches that are on the verge of being added to our winningest coaches list. Talk just a little bit about them. Danny Horn is at Central of Clay County. Of course, he went back to Benjamin Russell. You know, he coached at Benjamin Russell for a couple of years.
Right.
And they Kurt Johnson and the Benjamin Russell Wildcats kind of had their way with Central of Clay County the other night. But Danny still leads all coaches with 362 wins. Paul Benefield won last night, so he's got 361. So he's right on his tail. And, boy, Paul Benefield, if you've never been to a game at Fife, you're missing a treat because they close the whole town down, Randy. I'm talking about even the stores. You see all the paraphernalia on the windows. They write all the, you know, the good luck stuff and all.
Right.
Close Fife down. And, of course, Fife won last night, so he's got 361. Steve Smith, who coached at Piedmont forever, and now is let me think if I can think of the private school he is, not far from Piedmont, but he's got 294 career wins. Stacy Luker is 5 wins short of the magical 254 mark. Mike Battles Jr., you folks in Sylacauga will recognize that name. Mike Battles Jr., who was more recently the head football coach at Tallahassee, can join his father in the 200 club if he gets 5 more victories at Southern Academy. Danny Raines has 149 victories that could top the 150 mark, and he's at a small school in North Alabama at Berry. Brian Seymour will join 6 more wins this season. He's at Trinity of Montgomery. And, you know, we've just got some coaches that are close to breaking records. Jason Massey at Clark County has 97 wins. Now, I think he won this past week. He's got 98. Brian Moore, who is now the head coach at Opelika, has 95 wins. Most certainly he'll get to 100 this year. And then Darrell Higgins up at Morris Hill. And Morris Hill is a private Christian school there. Well, no, it's not. It's not that. I stand corrected. Morris Hill Bible is a school up in the Florence area. And Darrell Higgins has won multiple state championships there. He's got 92 wins. And I'd be willing to wager a dewdrop hot dog that he'll get to that 100 mark this year. A lot of coaches kind of beating the pass down to win a certain number of games, 100, 150, 200, 250, 300. And, of course, Terry Curtis, of course, led that for many weeks during the 2024 season. And then Danny Horn kind of replaced him there. So, good stuff there. You know, when you look at active head coaches, coaches that have the most victories in Alabama right now. I think it's interesting because a lot of times we talk about retired coaches, But the active coaches with the most wins right now, of course, Danny Horn, Central Clay County's got 363. Paul Benefield at Fife has got 361. Dale Pruitt, he's the dad of Jeremy and Luke and all of those guys. And, of course, Jeremy is out of coaching right now. He may be volunteering somewhere. But you look for his name to come up in the SEC somewhere, if the commissioner will approve of it, to get off of this show calls in the Tennessee situation. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Jeremy Pruitt back in coaching somewhere sometime soon. But his dad is at Plainview, and he's got 320 wins right now. Steve Smith, that we talked about from Piedmont for so many years at Westbrook Christian, got 295. Our buddy over in Andalusia, Trent Taylor, who I think won this past week, he's got 286 wins. And then Ricky Woods. Ricky Woods is at Demopolis. He's there on an interim basis. And Ricky retired out of Mississippi. He's good friends with the principal at Demopolis. And so Ricky has taken the job at Demopolis because that job came open late in the summer. Lance Tucker decided to take a break from coaching. And so Ricky Woods is doing his buddy is the principal there, or the superintendent, I'm not sure. But he came in and took the job on an interim basis. Ricky Woods, a heck of a football coach. He's in the Hall of Fame in Mississippi, and he'll do a great job at Demopolis on an interim basis. Then you have Mark Freeman at Thompson. They're 0-2. They're 0-2 this year, but he's got 269 wins. Don't be surprised if he's not playing for a state championship. But, Randy, you know, this year the two toughest regions in 7A have been forever. Region 3, where Auburn, Opelika, Central of Phoenix City, let's see, I can't even tell you all of them. But that Region 3 with Auburn, Opelika, Central Phoenix City, Dothan, Enterprise, them and Birmingham, that region, have played for a state championship, it seems like, every year.
Now Auburn High School is in Region 2.
Well, Region 2.
Yeah.
And Region 3 is, if I'm not mistaken, is that not Thompson? And
I believe that you're correct. Let me double check on that for
yeah,
you real
quick. Regions
two
and three. Yeah, that's right, because we only have four regions,
that's
if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
And Region three is Thompson. And when you look at that region, you've got Dallas County, Greensboro, Hale County, Southside, Selma, Sumter,
Central. No, that's not like 7A. That's something else. We're talking about 7A. Dallas County.
I'm sorry. That's okay. Man, I'm in Thomasville.
That's okay.
Yeah, geez.
That's okay.
I missed that one, Coach.
Well, it is 2 and 3, though. It is Auburn. But this year, they play in the first round, Randy. They play in the first round. Birmingham, over the mountain, as I call them.
Here you go. Hewitt-Trussville, okay. Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa.
Yep.
And we're talking about 7A Region 3.
Right.
All right. Then you got Hoover, Oak Mountain, Prattville, Thompson, Tuscaloosa County, and Vestavia Hills.
They're loaded. Now look at Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn's got that. Now that's a strong one right there as well. That's Region 7A Region 2.
Right.
When you look at that region, you've got Auburn, Carver, Montgomery, Central Phoenix City, Dothan High, place you're very familiar
yep.
with, Enterprise, JAG, Opelika, and Smith Station. Now JAG, I thought JAG is
Jeff Davis.
Was Jeff Davis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they won't be in. They're
0-1 right
they're,
now. Yeah.
And they may win three games this year. And I hate to say that, but I'm just saying in that region, they're not going to be as competitive as they were one time years ago when Charles Lee, Billy Livens, and those people were there. They're just trying to restructure.
And I'll tell you what the matchup is this Friday night
yeah.
in that region is going to be Auburn and Opelika.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. D-Mark Mitchell will be all over that. D-Mark, of course, is a he works for the Park and Recreation Board, got a talk show there in Opelika, very close to both of those schools. Long time did radio, I think, for a long time for one of those, well, the PA, one of the two. But D-Mark will be all over that Auburn-Opelika game. And that's a good place to look for great games. If we were to look at let's look at that. Let's see if we can't find matchups this coming week in 7A region, in the region that you're talking about, Randy, because this is region excuse me, this is region play week, I'm sure, in 7A.
And let me just make a correction. Auburn and Opelika play Thursday night, not Friday night.
And, you know, people wonder why they're playing on Thursday night.
Again, it's officials.
It's exactly right, Randy. We've got to find a way to get more officials involved in high school football and in every sport, not just one. But the thing about that is there's so many college games these days, and they're playing on Friday night. And I don't, you know, for example, Auburn traveled to Vestavia this past week because Auburn University was playing in Waco, and it was important for their fans to travel to Vestavia to see them play instead of playing on Friday night when there'd probably be half the gate. And still, football is a big money winner here. I mean, it is. Money is beginning to dictate when we're going to play high school games along with the deficiency in officials.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad, sad thing, Randy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that for sure, and we always talk about it. If you want to be a part of it, here's a great way to be a part. Become an official.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to find out, and I don't have it here. Yeah. I want to look at 7A Region 2, and that is going to be – you've already done 7A Region 3. Did you do Auburn Opelika?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Vestavia. Let's look and see who they play this week because they had a big region win. I'm sorry, an out-of-region win against the other region that we're talking about Friday night when they defeated Auburn by the score of 42-14. So this week, Robert Evans and Vestavia, they traveled to Hewitt-Trussville. That's going to be another slobber knocker. I mean, and then you look at other matchups this week. Thompson County to play Chris Bale and those guys there.
Coach, let me just mention real quick, all right, in that region right there,
right.
Hewitt-Trussville, all right, they're 2-0.
Right.
They have scored 54 points in the first game. That was against Jack. 56 points last night against Garden City.
Yep.
Okay. So they put 110 points on the board and have only given up one touchdown.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about that, because when you look at that football program at Hewitt-Trussville, there is another Gus Malzahn guy, Josh Floyd, came out of Springville, Arkansas, the coach, the place that Gus cut his teeth on as a successful high school coach. Josh Floyd is an offensive genius. I mean, literally an offensive genius. So, you know, that is death row. I'm just telling you, every game they play, you know, you better be in your A game. Just like in 7A, 2, and 3, you better not have a B game. If you have a B game, you're going to go back to the bullpen.
No doubt. All right, we'll take our final timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Camp Grace segment. Coach has got that for you right after this.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rappahoe, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, Randy and Bobby, it's great to have Bobby Hall in here, Randy. He adds professionalism to this, too. I tell you that. This morning, I want to talk just a little bit about, in the Camp Grace segment, you know, we talk about all these blue chippers. We talk about all these kids that have 4 and 5 stars by them. And I think the ones that we watch more as analysts and as play-by-play guys, so those youngsters that are out there playing and they may be playing their last high school game. But, you know, after these blue chippers have signed, and they're great players, and I'm sure they come from great families, but it's always sad to see those kids that will never play another down play their last play. Kind of this is based off of something I read this week earlier in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and it says, "But the Lord has said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. Humans do not see what the Lord sees, for humans see what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart." You know, the top programs have got all their best players ready to play down. They've got them locked in, they're on campus as we start another college football season. And they have the best athletes in the country playing on their teams. Blue chippers, All-Americans, and All-Stars have made their decisions and now are on campus and doing what they do best, and that's compete. All their gifts and abilities, however, cannot guarantee success. If teams are going to be successful, they must also have heart. Yet even in our culture of technological advances, no system exists that measures an athlete's heart. See, God values our hearts above our outward appearance or abilities. If you look in the Old Testament, the story found in 1 Samuel, in the entire 16th chapter, you see an impressive-looking Saul who had lost favor with God and was rejected as a king. So the prophet Samuel went to Bethlehem, to the home of Jesse, where he was to anoint one of Jesse's 8 sons as the next king. Jesse lined them up before Samuel, likely sure that Eliab, his eldest, would be chosen. Eliab's appearance was impressive. However, he was not God's choice. It turned out that David, the youngest and lowly shepherd of sheep, was the one God had chosen. He was a man after God's own heart. God's choice of David was a part of a bigger plan. From the line of King David, another king would come, Jesus Christ. Over the next four years, many talented athletes will fade, like Saul. However, recruits with less glamour, yet more heart, like David, will surface. And they'll do whatever it takes to improve individually and to help their teams. You see, God is the master recruiter. He is looking for those with hearts willing to crown Jesus as king. Let's make sure to value players with the right heart as well. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. Humans do not see what the Lord sees, for humans see what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart. Randy, one of the things that the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel talks about is something that you talk about a lot when you're doing play-by-play. There's kids out there that don't have a star by their name, but boy, they are doing everything they can to help their team be successful. More times than not, they're smaller in stature, lesser in weight. But boy, the heart that they have magnifies and brings them up to a level that makes them be so doggone competitive that they refuse to lose, whether it's an individual battle or a team battle. Those kids with heart are the ones that make teams successful. And I believe that with all my heart.
And I think Coach Bryant even mentioned that.
He sure did. And you know, Randy, when, I don't know if you did, but my daddy used to always make me watch that. Doesn't matter what we're doing on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we're coming in and having a Coca-Cola and potato chips. And that was daddy's way of saying, I want you to learn. And a lot of reasons, because we had a dear friend that was playing for Alabama at the time, Randy Billingsley, who we unfortunately lost a couple of years ago. But you're exactly right. Can't measure. There's no way to measure a kid's heart by looking at him. And we see it every Friday night now. And you point it out. You do that as well as anybody in explaining and detailing players and whether it's their height or their weight and how they're battling to help their team be the best that they can be. So as we go through this football season, as we kick off college football today, there's going to be some kids out there that are walk-ons. I listen to a show every morning on XM Radio. Chris Doering was a wide receiver. He walked on at Florida. Because his mama and daddy taught at Florida, one of them did, and he grew up a Gator fan. He walked on and became one of the most, really one of the most polished receivers in Florida history. Don't judge a young man by his stature. If you got to judge kids, judge them by how they play, the game that they play, and the heart that they show in trying to help their team be the best they can possibly be.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it, because it's always fun whenever I go play golf. There was a time when I could go out there, and as little as I am, I could hit it out there with the big boys. That time has passed. It's not like that now. But, don't judge anybody by their stature, okay, or by the color of their skin.
Well, that's true. And we have way too much of that in today's world.
No doubt. Coach, that's a great segment there. You mentioned college football. We're going to get into that today. Obviously, yep. We crank it up. You had a big game last night. Auburn gets a win on the road in Waco against Baylor. And I don't want you to say anything right now, because I want you to sit through for just a minute in the next hour. And I want to get your thoughts on Arnold and Freeze and that Auburn Tigers football team, because I know you're a big Tiger fan.
Well, I am. I'm very pleased when you and I were able to get home last night and get to watch the fourth quarter. So a lot of good things, a lot of positive
things. About 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
That's right. That's about what we got. But we did get to see it, and it was good to get a win in Waco.
Well, you got some big games. There's no doubt. You got the biggest game coming on at 11 o'clock. You'll have Texas ranked number one on the road, Columbus, Ohio, for the Buckeyes, Ohio State Buckeyes, ranked number two. And I think that's the first time that they have had 1-2 play an opening game, I think, ever.
Yeah. Well,
and this is Texas' first time ever being ranked. They were preseason ranked number one.
Yeah.
That's never happened before, which is unusual, I would
think.
That
is unusual. You think back to Darryl Royal days and that Texas was not ranked number one. That was a lot of good players. It's going to be – I'm anxious to see how Arch Manning does.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We all are.
Big day for him. Randy, thank you for today. What a wonderful, wonderful morning it was. We ask you to keep Mark in your prayers. And remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. See you here same time, same place next week.
At Alpha Insurance, we know you have choices when it comes to protecting your car's home and family. That's why we go the extra mile to save you money and provide extraordinary service. At Alpha, being the best means caring for our customers and making sure you're protected. Call Alpha today. In Mobile, call Alpha agent Earl McKinnell at 343-7100 or stop by our office at 3725 Airport Boulevard in Mobile.
Football is right around the corner, and we're going to talk about that right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, presented by McCall Automotive, where there's no shenanigans and hassle-free buying. Hello again, friends. This is Randy Bergen. Join me and PGA teaching professional, the director of golf at Corcoran Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama, Mr. Bobby Hall, this Saturday morning beginning at 10 a.m. Matt Brandt will join in as we'll talk football, golf, baseball, fishing, and much, much more. It all happens right here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show on FM Talk 106.5.